Well, please.
Okay. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist.
Watch,
Or,
bracelet.
okay. And what about something that you'd have a lot of little things strung up together and wear around your neck as an.
Charm.
Well, I'm thinking of beads. You'd call that a. What of these?
A necklace.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, would you say string of beans or
Yes, a
string
string of
of
beads.
beads?
String
Okay.
of beads.
You wouldn't say pair of.
No, I say string of beads.
And something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Belt.
Or before the belt.
Oh. Strap. Don't wait a minute. I have to think of that. I can't think of the word right now. I know what you mean. Oh, I can't think of the word.
Do you ever hear gout?
No.
Galluses or cysts?
Yeah, I've heard of galluses, but we never use that expression. There's another one I can't think of right now.
What about cysts?
What?
Suspend?
Yeah, suspenders. Yeah, suspenders.
Who said galluses?
I don't know, but we didn't around here. I read it in books.
And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Spread.
Any other name for that?
Not that I think of right now.
Did you have any things that women would make themselves? You know, a spread
Well,
that.
coverlets, but I very seldom use that word.
Well, how did a
A
coverlet?
quilt? No.
Well, what about a coverlet? Was that.
Just anything that covered the bed.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a.
Pillow.
Do you ever remember seeing anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No, I don't know that expression.
And something that, well, a sort of a bed made on the floor for children.
Trundle bed.
Well, but directly on the floor. Let's say in some houses, if they had a lot of company and they didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children, they might make a spread a quilt or something on the floor and call
I
that
don't know what to call that.
a. Did you ever hear of shakedown or pallet?
I've heard of a pallet. I've read a shakedown, but that expression isn't part of my life, shall I say.
Did you use the word pallet?
Not very much. No.
And talking about kinds of land, well, you might say we expect a big yield from this field because the soil is very.
I fail.
And what different kinds of land are there?
What different kinds of land? I don't know what classification you mean.
Well, say real rich soil, you would call that.
Very fertile.
What different kinds of soil?
Well, of course, there's sandy soil. Is that what you mean? The sandy soil? And there's loam.
What's loam?
I think loam is usually rich soil. I'm very poor on agriculture. I don't know different kinds of soil. I know you speak of sandy soil, and I don't know.
Did you ever hear of kind of soil called gumbo or prairie or buckshot?
Yes, I've heard of all those. I've heard of all those, but I don't know much about them.
What are you
I,
more.
the uh, buckshot, I think, is I don't know what it is, really. I don't know what buckshot soil is. I really don't know what gumbo.